This is the listening section of the Showa Women's University Junior High School Returnee Entrance Examination. Part 1. Number 1.
A new salad restaurant has just opened not far from the office. Do you want to have lunch there?
Maybe. Have you eaten there yet?
Yes, I went on Monday. Their selection is good, and the atmosphere is nice, but the salads aren't that big.
That's no good. I like to eat a big lunch. Do you mind if we go somewhere else?
Question. What does the man dislike about the new restaurant? Number 2.
Excuse me, I'd like to return a handbag. Here's the receipt.
I'm sorry, but we don't accept returns on sale items.
Really? I bought it as a gift for my sister, but she just bought the same one for herself.
We can offer you a gift card for the same amount.
That would be perfect.
Question. What is the woman going to give her sister? Number 3.
Honey, it's past midnight. You've been working at your computer for hours.
I know. But I'm worried about tomorrow's work presentation.
Why are you so worried? You've given presentations before.
Yes, but never online.
Question. Why is the man worried? Number 4.
Ellen, you're back from your school trip. How was Nara?
It was great, but look at these red spots on my arm.
Ouch, that looks really itchy. Was it something you ate in Nara?
No, while we were at the temple, we gave some food to the deer. One of them licked my arm.
Question. What caused the red spots on the girl's arm? Part 2. Number 5.
Bag and Belt Outlet. How can I help you?
Hello, may I speak to Stan, please? It's his wife calling.
I'm sorry, but Stan's gone out for lunch. He should be back soon, though.
Number 6.
You don't look well, Phil. Are you okay?
Actually, no. I've had a terrible headache since lunchtime.
That's no good. You should go and see the school nurse.
Number 7.
Sonia, how are you getting to the party?
I'm taking the train. It's very far from here.
My dad's giving me a ride there. He said we can come by your house and pick you up.
Number 8.
Are you sure we're walking in the right direction?
Yep. You can see where we are on the smartphone app.
So, how far does it say it is from here to the station?
Part 3. 1. Nearly 1 billion people in the world live without clean drinking water. In some villages, women and children walk for hours every day to collect water, and the water they carry back home isn't clean. It has viruses that can cause illnesses and death. However, you have the power to change that. A one-time donation of $20 can provide clean drinking water to one person through a clean water project in their village. Access to clean water will free up time, time that can be used to study, play, raise a family, or start a business. Give fresh water to give a fresh start. Number 9. Question. What will the donation be used for? Number 10. Question. Which is true about the donation?
Today our guest is Kimberly Owens. She's a professional photographer and she's here to tell us how to take great photos. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Yosef. Thanks for having me on the show.
So when I take a photograph, all I do now is push a button. Where do I start?
You have to learn how to think like a photographer.
And what do photographers think about?
Basically, we think about three things: composition, subject, and light.
Can you explain each of these for our listeners?
Certainly. Composition is how you frame the subject, which is the thing you want to photograph.
I always put the subject in the middle of the frame.
Most beginners do that. But try putting the subject off-center to give your picture more depth. The second point is your subject. My advice is to get close to your subject. And if it is an animal, get down to their eye level. The third thing is light. A photographer checks not only the direction of the light, but also the color of the background. This gives you contrast.
That's a lot to think about. Now, Kim, I want to talk about holiday pictures. A lot of people buy a new camera before going on a trip. How do we take good travel pictures?
That's a good question, Yosef. The most important thing is to know your camera, especially if your camera is new. So, experiment with the different settings before you travel. See what works and what doesn't. And like I said before, get close to your subject. It is better than using your zoom. Finally, hold the camera steady if you want a clear image.
Great tips for anyone about to travel. Kim, have we missed anything?
Looking at pictures on your digital camera will waste the battery. So don't review your pictures while you're out sightseeing. Wait until you get back to your hotel room.
And that will save your battery. A great tip to end with. Thank you very much for your time, Kim.
It was a pleasure.
Number 11. Question. Which does Kim not mention during the interview? Number 12. What is Kim's tip for saving battery power while sightseeing? That's the end of the listening section. Please continue with the reading and writing sections.